بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, we are commencing with the ninth surah, which is Surah At-Tawbah. And this particular surah was revealed towards the very end of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, it was amongst the last surahs or the last few verses to be revealed. And this was revealed after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba had returned from the Battle of Tabuk, or after the Battle of Tabuk. This was then revealed. And the purpose, or one of the main purposes behind the revelation of this surah, was that the hypocrites always were afraid, they were apprehensive, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may send down some wahi exposing them, that they are traitors, they do not have true iman within their hearts. And finally, when this surah was revealed, they realized that now they had been exposed. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those who are not loyal, those who are not true to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, true to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nevertheless, as we commence with Surah At-Tawbah, we will notice in the Quran that there is no Bismillah that is written at the beginning of this surah. Unlike all the other surahs in the Quran where we find Bismillah written in the beginning, Surah At-Tawbah omits the Bismillah. And there are a few reasons that Mufassirin have mentioned for this. One is that this particular surah is in actual fact a supplement to the surah before it, Surah Al-Anfal. So Surah Al-Anfal spoke about the spoils of war, and Surah At-Tawbah now speaks about the aftermath of war, and it came towards the end of the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So it is, rather than being a brand new surah, it is more a supplement to Surah Al-Anfal. This is why the Bismillah is not written. The second reason that Mufassirin have mentioned is that it is a standalone surah, but the first verse commences with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announcing the disassociation of the Muslims from the mushrikeen. That we are no longer going to uphold any pact that we had with you. We disassociate from you completely. And therefore this was not a time or a position to invoke the mercy of Allah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It starts with invoking the mercy of Allah. And because the first verse is speaking about the mushrikeen and disassociating from them or waging war against them, therefore it was not appropriate to start with invoking the mercy of Allah. This is why the Bismillah was omitted. And then the third reason Mufti Shafi Saab Rahimahullah has mentioned is that the reason there is no Bismillah is because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever any surahs or verses were revealed, he would instruct Sahaba radiallahu anhum where to place these verses in the Quran, after which verse, before which verse, or place it after this surah, before the surah. But when it came to Surah At-Tawbah, then there is no clear instruction. Uthman radiallahu anhu then placed it here after Surah Al-Anfal. And because Nabi alayhi salam had not instructed for Bismillah to be written, therefore the Bismillah was omitted and the surah was just placed after Surah Al-Anfal. So these are just a few reasons. There are a few other reasons that Mufassirin have mentioned. Nevertheless, this was the decision of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that Bismillah should be omitted at the start of this surah. In the first verse, Allah now announces this declaration that bara'atum min Allahi wa rasulihi ila alladhina ahadtum min al-mushrikeen. That this is now a declaration of disassociation issued by Allah and His Rasul to those mushrikeen, those polytheists that you have made pacts with. So this refers to those tribes or groups from amongst the mushrikeen who indefinite treaties had been made with. Some agreement had been made that we will not wage war against you, you will not wage war against us. But now that Islam had gained strength and there was no real need for these pacts or treaties, and because there was no fixed time that had been established for these treaties, therefore the announcement is now being made that we are putting an end to it. And in the next verse Allah now says that these tribes or groups will be given 4 months of grace. So after this declaration of disassociation, you will be given 4 months of safety, of peace. And after that, it will now be fair game. If we wish to attack you, we can attack you. If you wish to attack us, you may attack us. So this was for those tribes who there was no fixed period to the pact or treaty with them. فَسِيحُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَرْبَعَةَ أَشْهُرٍ. So now go and travel freely in the land for 4 months. This announcement is being made to them. They travel freely in the land for 4 months. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ غَيْرُ مُعْجِزِ اللَّهِ. And know that you will never be able to escape Allah. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْزِي الْكَافِرِينَ, and that Allah eventually will bring disgrace to the disbelievers. So this was the announcement of disassociation. And thereafter, Ali radiallahu anhu was instructed to now go and make this announcement in Makkah Mukarrama. The year was the 9th year after Hijrah, the year before the final Hajj. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had sent Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to perform Hajj. He did not go himself. Nevertheless, after Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had performed the Hajj, Nabi alayhi salam then sent Ali radiallahu anhu to go and make this announcement in full view of everyone, so that the mushrikeen are all able to get this announcement. And the question was asked, O Nabi of Allah, why do you not just instruct Abu Bakr to make the announcement? He said that the mushrikeen of Makkah, the Quraysh, will only accept it if it comes from my Ahlul Bayt. Therefore, I will send Ali radiallahu anhu, who is my cousin and who is my son-in-law, and he will make this announcement. So he went and he made this announcement on the final Hajj, that from next year, no mushrik will be allowed to perform Hajj. There will be no longer any tawaf of the Kaaba in a state of undress, in a state of nakedness. And we are now announcing that all treaties have now come to an end. Wa adhanum min Allah. So this is mentioned that this is an announcement from Allah wa rasulihi and his rasul ila nas, which is made to the people yawm al hajj al akbar, on the occasion of Hajj, that anna Allah bari'un min al mushrikeen wa rasuluh, that Allah and his rasul have got nothing to do with the mushrikeen. Fa in tubtum fa huwa khairul lakum, if you choose to repent it will be good for you. Wa in tawallaytum, and if you now turn away and you do not want to accept Islam, فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ غَيْرُ مُعْجِزِ اللَّهِ, and this part is repeated, know that you will never be able to escape from Allah. وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, and give the disbelievers glad tidings. This is said sarcastically. Give the disbelievers glad tidings of a painful punishment. And then the final verse, Allah now discusses what should happen to those tribes where there was a fixed period of time to the pact and treaty that was made with them. This will be necessary for the Muslims to uphold, because we gave them our word that our agreement with you will last till a certain date, so this will remain till then. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ عَاهَدْتُمْ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, Allah says, those mushrikeen whom you had made a pact with, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَنْقُسُوكُمْ شَيْئًا, and they have not fallen short in any way. وَلَمْ يُظَاهِرُوا عَلَيْكُمْ أَحَدًا, and they have not even assisted anybody else against you. So they have upheld their side of the deal. فَأَتِمُّوا إِلَيْهِمْ عَهْدَهُمْ إِلَىٰ مُدَّتِهِمْ, then ensure that you complete this pact till the established time or the appointed time. So here we will not be allowed to just announce that we are breaking the pact. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ, and Allah now ends the verse by saying that Allah loves those who have taqwa, those who are conscious of Allah. In other words, those who will uphold their word and their pact that they had made with others. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.